Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
A report into inter-family violence among travellers was launched today by the Minister of State for Equality, David Stanton. The report outlines the negative impact inter-family violence among travellers has on the mental health of traveller families as a result of the increased levels of stress, anxiety and trauma. The report also highlights the need for a state-sponsored response to address the issue. I'm joined in studio by the Director of the Traveller Council Service, Thomas McCann. Good evening and thanks for coming to studio this evening. What is the main cause? Is there a main cause you can point to of inter-family violence in the travelling community?
No, Mary, there's a number of factors. It's a complex issue and there's a number of factors that contribute to it, you know, and some of the factors were explored. What we launched today was a report from the conference we held in April, at which about 180 people, the majority of whom were travellers and service providers, attended. So today was the launch of that report, you know, in terms of starting a process to address and look at some of them issues. And as I said, they are complex issues, you know.
Mm. Let's talk about some of the issues. When you talk about violence, what are you talking about?
Well, you know, conflict, you know, inter-family conflict, you know, kind of, you know, there's a lot of families who's now traumatised and, you know, kind of by inter-family violence, you know, and it has become more so in recent times, particularly with the introduction of social media, I think, you know.
Okay, and are you talking about the extended family or immediate families?
No, you're talking about the extended family because a lot of family members get drawn into it who mightn't necessarily have been directly involved in it, you know.
We will read, I suppose, and hear about feuding in the traveller community.
Yeah.
Is that part of what you're talking about?
That's, it's been called feuding, I suppose, by the settled community, you know, but really it's kind of inter-family conflict.
What is it? What causes it all?
Well, there's many causes, as I said. For instance, and this is kind of came directly from people themselves and from the community, in terms of you look at the overcrowding on sites, for instance, where sometimes families are forced to live together who might not be compatible, for instance, and that overcrowding, I suppose, leads to kind of tensions and, while at the same time you have the trespass legislation that doesn't allow people to move on. Traditionally, travellers would have moved on. Mm. If there was a conflict going on, they would have moved, you know. But that's no longer possible because the anti-trespass legislation criminalises nomadism. And it's very interesting. I was just looking earlier on at a quote in the Itinerancy Commission back in 1963, and what they were trying to do in 1963 seems to be realised in the anti-trespass legislation. And I'll just read the quote.
Go on.
And it says from the 1963 Itinerancy Committee, through a rigorous enforcement of legislation which criminalises the nomadic lifestyle, travellers will inevitably settle to avoid prosecution. Now, if you look at the anti-trespass legislation that we have now, which does criminalise nomadism, this has never been used in a settled community. And I believe it's unconstitutional.
So is your point, Thomas, that we need to provide an opportunity for nomadism so that if the feuding happens, people, families...
Well, we need to decriminalise it. We need to kind of... And we need to then put in the conditions where people are not kind of forced into overcrowded conditions. Uh-huh. You know, and I mean... You know, it's not that there was a lack of resources. I mean, I'm sure you know that many local authorities across the country didn't draw down the resources.
Yes, we've covered it many times here
so
on the program.
So you have families in terrible conditions.
So they're living in a pressure cooker sort of situation.
Yeah.
And if you add into that then, do you add into that things like alcohol, drugs?
Well, certainly, yeah. I mean, in terms of, as I said, that local authorities, you know, kind of have forced. And recently there was a report in one of the counties where families kind of came together who didn't get on to stop the local authority forcing them to live together because they knew, you know, traditionally families might be incompatible. But yeah, of course you have alcohol and drugs where people, you know, but you have unemployment, huge unemployment. And at the same time, if you look at the cuts to traveller, to traveller resources, all the traveller training centres was completely...
In the bust, they were cut back.
And there was no money put into... So you have this situation where you have about 84% unemployment among travellers, yet you have high discrimination in the wider labour market and very little opportunity. So, of course, alcohol and drugs is going to come into the mix, and, you know, and other factors.
Does the report address as well the problems that face travellers with domestic violence?
No, we looked at interfamily violence. Okay. So we did the three organisations. There was ourselves, the Traveller Council Service, the Mediation Service and Exchange House. That was the area we were looking at. There are other organisations who we support, because we couldn't look at the whole thing. We don't have the capacity to do that. But there are other organisations who has been kind of focusing on domestic violence, like Pavi Pint and, you know, and a number of other organisations.
So you've done your research, you've done the report. Do you want to provide, you've addressed the issue of the trespass legislation, the nomadic lifestyle that's being curtailed and stopped by that. But is there also an opportunity here, and do you talk about giving families the tools to try and mediate rather than fight?
Absolutely. And a kind of like the Traveller Mediation Service, who I work very closely with and support, have developed traveller mediators who now the community are engaging with, you know, and who engage with the community travellers themselves, who's trained and recognised by the Mediators Institute of Ireland. And who's been very successful actually in engaging with the community, you know. But I think Mary, what really came from it is we need you know, a process, you know, kind of with a number of factors, a number of elements, you know, and that needs to be traveller. Really, the community needs to be leading that in some ways.
It needs to be traveller. It's not being imposed on you.
And it needs to be supported then by the state, you know, in terms of, otherwise kind of it'll be something that'll be imposed and won't be kind of bought into by the community.
Sure.
So, and the community want that, you know.
Okay.
So we do.
Thomas, we'll watch what happens from here with your report. Thank you very much for coming into us this evening. Thomas McCann there from the Traveller Counselling Service.